Time for school for these young students. In a ramshackle hut behind them, a makeshift kitchen where lunch is being cooked. These kids really like the food. They always say when I'm not here, they miss my food, Geeta Devi says. Here in Bihar, India's poorest state, 95% of the free lunches served in government schools come from individual kitchens like this. Rice is provided by the government. Each school is also given a stipend of 5 to 8 cents per student for the remaining costs. 12.5 million children in some 70,000 schools are fed across the state of Bihar every day in this way. The facilities are basic, but Devi says quality is not compromised. We are as hygienic as possible when we prepare the meals for the children. After all, we eat the same food, Geeta Devi says. For many of the children, it's the best part of their day. I ask this boy what he loves about school. The food, he says. Most here come from impoverished backgrounds. Books and uniforms are provided by the government. School and lunch are free, but the infrastructure is lacking.
It's about 40 degrees here, or 100 Fahrenheit, but there are no fans here, no electricity, no tables or chairs, no playground, and no bathroom.
It hasn't stopped school attendance from increasing, though.
There's a 20%.
Attendance has risen by 10 to 20% because of the midday meal scheme, this school teacher says. Getting more children to go to school has been the Indian government's priority, and the impact is long-term.
This is a scheme which actually brings in people from all communities, all caste categories. They sit together and they have meals at the same place. So this brings in a feeling of communal harmony and a social harmony at a very young age.
Officials admit the recent case of mass poisoning in Bihar has undoubtedly had an impact on one of India's biggest success stories. But the broader benefits of the world's largest school feeding program, they say, should not be questioned. Sunima Uras, CNN, Patna, Bihar.